Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan.
The 10th Beijing Xiangshan Forum concluded today with about 1,800 security officials and scholars having in-depth discussions on common security and lasting peace. Zhang Yue has more.
During a speech this morning, Nong Rong, China's assistant foreign minister, said since the outbreak of another conflict between Israel and Hamas, China has dispatched special envoys to regional countries and provided humanitarian assistance to Palestinians in a timely manner.
On the issue of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, China will continue to promote an early ceasefire and an end to the war with all parties, stand firm, avoid humanitarian disasters, and push for the Palestinian issue back to the right track of the two-country solution, so as to achieve a comprehensive, just and lasting solution.
In addressing the Ukrainian crisis, Nong said China will be committed to the right direction of promoting peace talks.Calling on all parties to work for a cessation of hostilities and de-escalation and create conditions for restarting talks and strive persistently for peace. Nong stated that to further deepen, solidify, stabilize and expand the global security initiative and to grow international consensus on maintaining common security, China will continue to work with all parties for dialogue and exchanges on global security issues in various forms.
东方反对以意识形态划线搞小圈子。
China will oppose the formation of small circles based on ideology and confrontation. China will hold high-level conferences on the Global Security Initiative at an appropriate time and build more international consensus on jointly tackling challenges and safeguarding common security.
After the speech, the third and fourth plenary sessions of the Xiangshan Forum were held, during which representatives from many countries and international organizations delivered speeches.Singapore's defense minister urged Asian countries to avoid a physical conflict, saying that Asia needs China and the United States to improve relations. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
Now the Shenzhen 16 returned to Earth with three astronauts aboard the 8:11 a.m. at the Dongfeng landing site in the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The China Manned Space Agency said all three are in good health and their mission was successful. Zhang Hong tells us more.
The return capsule separated from Shenzhou 16's orbiting capsule at 7:21 a.m. The brake engine then ignited and the return capsule separated from the propulsion capsule. The ground search team arrived at the landing site soon after the return capsule landed. All three crew had left the return capsule by 9:10 a.m.
I'm finally home to my motherland after our five-month mission. All operations were carried out without any mistakes.
We coordinated well in successfully completing various tasks and witnessed the glorious space station Tiangong, the country's national space laboratory. China's space station is always worth looking forward to.
Every day I spent in the space station was wonderful. I look forward to traveling to it again to explore more scientific mysteries.
Qin Haipeng was the first Chinese astronaut to complete four space missions, which amounted to more than 200 days combined. Zhu Yangzhu was the country's first spaceflight engineer to go to space, and Gui Haichao was the country's first civilian astronaut and first payload expert in space. The China Manned Space Agency said it means the mission has laid a good foundation for the crewed spaceflight program and bigger experiments in space. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Japan's Central Bank's Policy Board announced today it has finally ended its years-long policy for capping long-term interest rates, meaning the yields of the 10-year Japanese government bond are now allowed to rise above 1%. Sun Zixi has a story.
The Bank of Japan said the 1% ceiling would be seen as a reference and that it's decided to increase the flexibility in its yield curve control policy, under which the bank has kept the 10-year bond yield at around 0%.The central bank kept its policy rate at minus 0.1%, maintaining the world's only negative interest rate. Despite the interest rate cap rise, it still significantly revised its inflation forecast upward, saying it expects 2.8% core inflation in the 2024 fiscal year instead of its previous forecast of 1.9%. Also in Japan, the operator of the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant says 5 workers there may have been exposed to several liters of liquid containing radioactive substances, instead of the 100 milliliters that was reported shortly after the exposure occurred. The workers were accidentally splashed with the liquid last week when they were cleaning pipes for the plant's water purification system used to treat water accumulating at the plant. 2 workers that were hospitalized for decontamination treatment have already been released. The 3rd round of treated wastewater release will commence in 2 days. A poll by a Japanese news network found support for Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has slid to 26.9%, the lowest since he took office 2 years ago. 수지 시청 라이브.